With the soles of your feet flat on the ground in base position, feel your hearty connection with the earth. Take your time here to smile down into your heart and breathe. Lots of love in, lots of love out. The love dissolving anything you no longer need. Let your awareness move to your feet and feel the earth's aliveness begin to penetrate the soles of your feet. Feeling a grounded sense of freedom enter your body, let the love run wild. This potent source of love coming up from the core of the earth, filling you, nourishing you. Feeling safe in your body of love now, feel your heart beat within you. Connect in with the presence of your heart. And simply invite your heart to be your tour guide today, to lead you deep into yourself as you explore this delicious practice. Oil up your hands. And begin rubbing them together now, generating some heat as you smile down to your breasts. Your hands coming within a millimeter of your skin, rest them in the auric field of your breasts for a moment, sensing your breasts here. Big breath into your breasts now, exhaling a sigh as you place your hands down and begin to lovingly massage your breasts, letting your heart guide you to play with the strokes you most feel you need today, the four corners or the underwire massage, maybe some breast circles. Trust your inner guidance as you explore the terrain of your beautiful breasts. Begin to notice how the strokes awaken the energy lines that run from your breasts to your vagina. Does your vagina swell and lubricate? Does it feel more alive, more present? Notice whatever sensations you're feeling within you as you continue to give your breasts the quality of touch they most desire. Let your hands now follow the energy down to your vulva, allowing the palms of your hands to rest on your pubic mound. Breathe deep into your pubic mound, and as you exhale, let your knees butterfly open, soles of your feet coming together for goddess pose. Feel the beautiful stretch in your groin. Breathe in. And as you exhale, allow your groin to release a little further. send an invitation to your groin to continue to release as you begin to massage your pubic mound, using your love-filled hands to melt any tension being stored there. Let your hands alternate now, drawing feather soft strokes up from your anus to your pubic mound. Feel the fluidity of the stroke. One hand brushes up, then the next, in one continuous luscious flow of yum. You're barely touching the outer lips, it's almost a tease. Bring your attention to the bony structure here and begin to apply more pressure, really feeling into it. The clitoral legs run along the bone, so when you massage this bony structure, you're activating the clitoral system. Continue to explore the clitoral system, feel it engorging with blood. You may like to softly squeeze your inner and outer lips, close your eyes and feel it out. Trace down to your outer thighs now and gently draw your legs back together, returning to base position. Seeking out your jade egg, invite her into your practice. Take a moment to rest her at your vaginal opening, breathing into her. Then let her guide you on how best to welcome her inside. Your jade egg holds the energy of your heart chakra, so feel that intimate connection as you sip her inside. Filled with her unconditional love, her presence. Place your hands over your vulva and feel the love pulsing through. And simply take time here to set a clear and heartfelt intention for today's practice. Once you have your intention, hold it in your awareness as your knees come in for a big hug. Tuck your chin to your chest and take a couple of rock and rolls along the length of your spine, massaging your spine, breathing life into your spine. Before coming up into easy pose for the gorgeous heart opener. Take a moment to pull the flesh of your butt cheeks to the side so you can feel your sit bones connect with the earth. Feel them rooting in, secure. Welcome in a little support from within, sitting up tall. Take a second here to check in with the breath by inhaling your shoulders forward and up, exhaling them down your back. Loop your shoulders again, finding a little organic movement here. Feel fists coming to your forehead, eyes closed, spine curving to the wall behind you. Inhale your heart forward, eyes opening as your hands starfish out to the sides for a full stretch. Exhale and rock back, hands coming back in front of you in fists. Inhale and add your vaginal squeeze as you open your heart forward and look up. Exhale and release your egg as you come back home. Continue softly finding your own gentle rhythm, warming up your spine, feeling your heart blossoming open. Slow right down and engage every vertebra, smiling as you look up, sighing as you bow. And really come into the medicine of this practice, into the most exquisite, subtle way of being in this moment, and use the tools of yoga to have an experience. As you inhale this time, hold your arms out to the side, suspend the breath, hold your vaginal squeeze, keep looking up as you hold here, that's it. Feel the energy moving up your spine. Letting the breath and your egg go, release your hands down to your ovaries, give them some love. And smile this yumminess up to your breasts, cupping your breasts here. Breathe and simply allow the nutrients of this posture to assimilate. The more we pull the sexual energy up to our breasts, the less we lose through menstruation. When a woman lactates, the energy is drawn to the breasts to nurture a child. We can draw it up to nurture our inner child. Taking your arms out straight, parallel with the floor for spinal twist, fold your hands in so your fingers are resting on the front of your shoulders, thumbs behind. Let go of any excess holding in your ribcage and invite your spine to lift and lengthen. When you're ready, inhale and squeeze as you twist your torso left, exhale and release right, continuing to twist in one continuous motion at a reasonably rapid pace. If you find your breath feels restricted at all, it's because you're compressing your spine, so allow there to be space. Feel the gentle lift through your heart. Squeezing your egg on the inhalation, releasing it on the exhalation. Sitting up tall does a beautiful thing. It creates more space through our pelvic girdle. So as you move through these nourishing rhythmic practices, you're encouraging blood supply into your pelvic organs. You're massaging your muscles so they can become more pliable, more responsive, and better able to do the job they're designed to do. Stay strong in your arms, keep your biceps parallel with the floor. This is another beautiful pose for warming up the spine and moving the energy from the coil at the base of the spine all the way up to the crown. It helps it all reorganize so you can feel your own energy source. Inhaling back to center, Suspend the breath here, hold your squeeze, feel your spine comfortably tall, eyelids heavy, heart lifted, that's it. And release your hands down to your knees as you exhale and let go of your egg. You've given your internal organs a really yummy massage, so take time here to breathe healing energy deep down into your organs, so they may absorb the full benefits of this posture. And moving from a place of self-love, swing your legs round in front of you now so the soles of your feet are flat on the floor, knees pointing up. Make sure you can still feel your sit bones burrowing into the earth. From here, we're going to work with the reflexology points for your breasts. So making fists with both hands, use your knuckles now to rub up and down the reflexology area on the top of both feet. Make sure you press hard enough to feel it, but not so hard that you bruise yourself. The top of your foot is quite delicate, so trust what your body is telling you here. Pressing into this area, it helps get any stuck energy moving again and support the body in healing and rebalancing itself. And this area in particular is connected via meridians or energy pathways to your breasts. We'll move on to the lymphatic drainage points now, the webbing between your big toes and second toes. Using the knuckle of your index fingers, massage in towards yourself until you come to the V where the bones meet. In this one, we only massage towards your body. Our lymphatic system transports toxins out of our body, making this another really great spot to support breast health, as there are a lot of lymph glands in our breasts and armpits. Finishing with this one, come onto your knees into rock pose now for the bowing lady. Swim your hands around behind you, interlace your fingers, broaden through your chest, letting your heart beam forward. Knuckles drawing down and away, stay mindful to listen to your body as you lift your arms only as high as you feel a soft stretch. Continue to open through your chest, shoulders melting down your back, spine lifting and lengthening as you hold this pose, engaging your whole pelvic parfait as you breathe in, and releasing it as you breathe out. Let your heart support you here in this pose as you breathe deep into your most intimate parts. Give yourself full permission to absorb the truth of who you are. And begin to really connect in with the energy of this pose. Can you feel it warming you from the inside out? Can you feel the love radiating out through your cheeks, putting the color in your face? Maintaining that stretch through your arms, on your next exhalation, bow your head to the floor, inhaling and squeezing your way back up. Continue to bow to your most radiant self at your own inner pace, keeping length through your spine, letting your heart lead the movement. This time, as you come back up, unlace your fingers, take a moment to wind out your wrists, and when you're ready, raise your hands up high, reach for the sky, then hinge forward from your hips, bringing your torso forward into extended child's pose, forehead burrowing into the earth, tailbone drawing into the ground. Invite your heart, back, and shoulders to completely let go. Feel the length along your spine and simply rest here. This is so good for the body, excellent for the mind, and a real treat for the heart when you can give yourself this time to simply be. Hands to knees, gently roll up through your spine, one vertebra at a time. Taking your hands to your breasts for heart shine, palms facing away. Inhale and squeeze as you press your hands slowly forward, spreading your fingers super wide. Hold for three counts, suspending the breath, squeezing your egg. Then exhale your hands back, moving slow as you release your egg, and as you arrive, massage your breasts. Pressing your hands to the sides on the inhale, create a bunch of energy in your hands as you press into the base of your palms, holding out wide for 3, 2, 1, exhaling your hands slowly back into your body, letting the breath unfold as you give your breasts a little love. Continue your 12 count pattern, closing your eyes, using this time to go inside. As you physically expand your love, what does that expansion of love feel like inside? What do you notice? Heart lifted, stay present to the movement as you begin to track the energy moving through you and tune into the sensations. making this your last one now. We'll go straight into energizing our fourth chakra, the heart chakra, sending your arms out to the side so they're parallel with the floor, palms facing down for chakra love. Feel freedom in your neck as you sit up tall and breathe. Lots of integrity through your crown, finding length here. Holding your arms strong, relax your shoulders. Feel your core engaged. We're strengthening the arms here. Try and find something new in this pose. You may have done this 100 times before. Find something new to experiment with, to explore, as you indulge in the stillness. On your next inhalation, squeeze your egg as you bend your hands into your heart, exhaling them back out as you release. Continue moving at a pace that feels yummy for you, inhaling your hands in, exhaling them out. You're energizing your heart chakra here. Our heart chakra governs the health of our breasts. It also helps us feel more compassion, more love, and opens us up to the ability to give and receive more freely. So let this pose take you deeper into the true nature of your heart. Keeping your shoulders relaxed, bring the breath into your practice. Moving with your breath, find that natural lift through your heart. We're almost there now. Keep going, find that inner strength. And as you finish this one, shake out your hands. Loop your shoulders back once or twice. And hinge forward into one of my favorite poses, child's pose. Lots of love in, lots of love out. Take this time to witness what your body is experiencing in this moment. One more conscious breath here. Then planting your palms next to your knees, roll it up slowly, even slower. Head coming up last. Take a moment here to recenter. And when you're ready, let your arms open so they're slightly out to the sides, palms facing forward. Breathe in, and as you exhale, feel your arms and upper body loosen and relax. As you feel drawn, move into your shoulder shimmy. Keep your core engaged so your pelvis stays still and breathe. Yummy deep breaths in, fresh full breaths out. Stay soft as you feel your breasts jiggle and bounce. Let them dance freely. Feel this shaking activating your energetic frequency, raising your personal vibration, charging your magnetic power to attract in all that you desire. Enjoy this shimmy and all it awakens within you. Let your shimmy move to stillness now and breathe. Feel the delicious benefits of this practice. And when you feel ready, gently make your way up into a standing position. We've spent a fair amount of time on the floor, so you may like to stretch out your legs here, give them a shake, perhaps do a hip swivel or three. Feel into what your body needs right now. Spend a little time warming into your first standing posture. Feet hip width apart, gather up the energy of the earth through the arches in your feet. Feel your body open and free. Gently rock back to front a few times, observing the slow shift of the weight in your feet. Take time here to explore how you're distributing your weight and how that informs the way you stand, walk, and move. Welcome your body back to center, aligning your head over heart, heart over pelvis. Bending your knees generously, feel your feet anchoring into the earth. And we'll head into energy pull by bringing both hands into fists, placing them outside your breasts, elbows pointing back. Shoulders relaxed, spine tall, reach your left hand out in front of you as far as it can go, then draw it back as your right hand goes out to do the same. Keeping your torso straight, continue alternating hands, pulling back handfuls of love. Let the movement be rapid, allowing your breath to sync up with the movements, and if you feel drawn, add a vaginal squeeze in time with your breath. Soft, buoyant knees, maintain strength through your core as you pull that love into your energy field, filling yourself with unconditional love. Become aware of how it feels to have this loving energy pumping through your body. What does it feel like to be overflowing with love? Letting this be your last one, take a moment to cool it down. Allow your legs to straighten, staying soft. Let your hands drift down to your ovaries. Give them some love. Then bring that deliciousness up to your heart, circling your breasts before resting here. The resting is so very important because this is where everything happens. Take this time to notice what's happening in your body as you relax, as you let the breath deepen. Allow whatever is to be. Sometimes emotions come up. Simply be with those emotions, lean into anything that surfaces. When you're present to what you're feeling, you're creating the space for healing. Heel toe your feet together for ballerina pose, so the inner arches of your feet kiss. Zip up your legs, feeling the energetic pull rise up through your kneecaps and up through your pelvic floor. Think up as you take your arms towards the sky into your ballerina, slightly forward of your body so your shoulders stay in their sockets. Find grace in your fingers and relax your shoulders down and away from your ears. Arms rounded, chest lifted, neck tall. Shift your weight onto your right foot. Inhale, squeezing the left side of your egg as you glide your left foot forward into a point. Exhaling and releasing it back. On your next inhale, let your toe draw a line out to the side, erasing the line as you exhale your foot back. This time, sweep your toes backwards on the inhale, brushing the floor, before coming back under you on your breath out. Repeat these 3 points, taking it slow, being careful not to collapse into your right hip. Remember that upward lift. Keep the weight in your right foot throughout. To help your balance, focus on a spot on the wall in front of you. Or if you're after an extra challenge, close your eyes. This will stimulate the vestibular system in your brain. Once you finish this last round, bring your left foot back to center. Return your weight to both feet evenly. And take a moment here to feel the difference between each side of your body. And when you're ready, move your weight onto your left foot and let your right foot move into its toe points, using the inhalations to squeeze the right side of your egg, the exhalations to release. See if you can work at a really slow pace, pushing out through your foot. This is great for the sacrum and stabilizing your hips. Let the soft yet controlled movements activate a deeper awareness within you. Keeping your arms strong, feel your inner smile blossom onto your face for the final 15 seconds of this practice. And as you finish this round, bring your foot back into center. Take your feet out to hip width apart. Allow the weight to settle evenly into both feet. Feel them ground down. float your fingertips down to your sides. Allow the weight to rest through the bones of your skeleton, all the way through the bones of your legs and feet and into the earth, giving you the freedom and release to lengthen and expand. With each breath in, feel that expansion, that softness, that sweet surrender. Sense the whole of yourself standing here, breathing. See if you can find a gentle lift up through your heart. And as you inhale, begin to windmill your arms forward and up, squeezing your egg, then releasing your egg as you exhale your arms down behind you. Inhaling, wind your arms into the space in front of you, continuing the slow, luscious circle, feeling a nice stretch in your pectoral muscles as you wind down into the space behind you. If any spots feel crunchy or gritty, slow it right down. Be really gentle with yourself here. The slower you move, the deeper and more therapeutic the practice. Spread awareness through the tripod of support in your feet as your arms continue to rotate, and invite your arms to explore their full range of movement. Soft fingers, big breaths, opening up through the chest, starting to wake up the pecs and the lats in the back body. Keep breathing and simply enjoy this time for yourself. Letting the current circle you're exploring be the last. As you wind down, come down onto the mat into base position. Lying here, the earth coming up to support you, allow your spine to lengthen in both directions. Let your body unfold. Unwind. Be present. Allowing the breath to carry you back into your body anytime your mind takes you somewhere else. Let the breath come in and oxygenate and nurture your cells. And you can stay here in base position, or for the full reverse prayer pose, rock and roll a few times before coming up into easy pose. And if you're choosing the full pose today, stretch your hands out to your sides and ever so gently bring your hands into the reverse prayer pose. Palms pressing against each other, pinkies pressing into your back. Breathe. Staying tall through your spine, soften your wrists and feel your nipple and breast tissue stretching and spreading. Breathe deep into your vaginal tissue, and on your next inhalation, squeeze the opening of your vagina, releasing it as you let the breath go. Drawing your awareness to your cervix, inhale and squeeze the deepest part of your vaginal canal, releasing on the exhalation. This time, squeeze the middle area as you inhale, releasing on your breath out. Continue to breathe and release the three segments independent of each other, taking your time imagining the squeeze until you feel it physically in your vagina. Begin to deepen your breath with each squeeze, drink it in. Notice how deepening your breath has such a powerful effect on the tiny micro movements of your vagina. After your next release, ever so gently reverse your hands out of this pose. Give your hands and arms a nice shake. Wind out your wrists, maybe give them a little massage. Take your time here. Give yourself the love that you need right now. And whenever you feel ready, simply lie back down into base position. Rub your ovaries, feel the energy you've built up in your pelvis, and scoop that energy all the way up to your breasts, nourishing your breasts with the potent energy you've just harvested. Lie here and simply notice the sensations in your body as the breath enters and leaves. Trace your fingertips down your body to your vulva now. Rest your palms there. Really drop deep into your body, noticing the sensations in your pelvis, in your vagina, in the whole of your body, and feel the aliveness in your pulse. It's time to settle in for your relaxation now. So simply extend your legs out long into Sleeping Beauty pose, palms up. Open up your body, your mind, and your heart. Pillow your head, cover up with a blanket. Close your eyes and invite yourself to go inward. Take a moment here to survey your body. Tuck your chin into your chest, lengthening through the back of your neck. Press into your head and elbows, drawing your shoulder blades in together and down as you lift your chest off the ground. Use an exhale to rest back to the earth. Open heart, open mind. Tend to the parts of your body that are still asking for a little love, a little attention, allowing yourself to come to a place of ease. Draw your awareness to your cervix. Take a deep breath into your cervix. Feel your cervix breathing with you. Now simply imagine there is a ball of love filling your cervix. A silky soft ball of love expanding the qualities of your cervix. Beauty, passion, innocence, pleasure. Let your mouth soften and your lips part a little. Open mouth, open cervix. As you inhale, feel that ball of love moving from your cervix up the back of your spine to your heart. And as you exhale, the ball of love coming down the front of your spine and returning to your cervix. Inhale the ball of love up to your heart, feeling watery, luscious, sensual energy awakening within you. Exhaling the ball of love down to your cervix, your whole sacral area filling with a deep, earthy pleasure. Smile the ball of love up to your heart, feeling spaciousness and compassion. Then let your love ball drop all the way down to your cervix, feeling yourself grounded in the energy of the earth. As you inhale your ball to your heart, feel yourself centered, balanced, and connected to your true self. As you exhale it back down to your cervix, connect in with the pleasure that is your birthright, that is your innate nature. Continue to inhale your ball of love up the back of your spine to your heart, exhaling it down the front of your spine to your cervix. With each cycle opening you to profound respect, joy, and the enthusiasm of giving and receiving. Let this circling between your cervix and heart create balance between your earthly body and your spiritual self. Feel the intimate connection between both as your love ball continues to expand and grow the love and pleasure within you. Give yourself full permission to feel the energy of this ball of love energizing and awakening you. Feeling the loving connection to your pleasure, let the ball go now. And simply return your focus to your eyes. Smile love and gratitude into your eyes for giving you sight, for letting you see. Softly bat your eyes open and let them draw a big slow circle one way, then the other way. Using your index fingers, press each of your eye acupressure points, holding each for a few seconds. Feeling your heart's presence, take your right arm directly across your body to your left, using your left hand to help press your right arm into your chest for a nice stretch through your shoulder. Gently releasing out. Do the same on the other side. Releasing the stretch. Take your knees into your chest, chin tucking in, and rock and roll a few times. Coming up into rock pose for your self-love blessing. Find length and feeling your heart expanding beyond your physical body. Inhale and squeeze as you scoop your hands through this field of love until your palms meet above your head, exhaling them down to your heart as you surrender your egg. Take a breath here, feeling your heart beat within you. Smile into your heart, listen to the sound of your voice as you now share your self-love blessing. Inhaling to begin. With an open heart, bow forward into child's pose now in honor of all you are and all you are gifting yourself with this practice in self-love. Breathe deep. Lots of love in. Lots of love out. And gently, softly letting yourself roll up, feeling your heart guide this movement. Heart shining forth as your head returns to center. And simply go about your day, knowing you've strengthened your connection to your true self, and she is here to guide you. All you need to do is create the space to listen.